you've been writing about some of the work that the Peterson-Pew Commission's been doing at looking at budgeting at agencies. Talk about what you're seeing there.
Well, the Peterson-Pew Commission was created a couple years ago to look at the budget decision-making process, which hasn't always historically been a very exciting thing, but now I think it's been in the media enough the past year that people are now beginning to pay some attention to it.
The idea of the budgeting process is it's the sausage that people talk about all the time. And yet, as we've seen with, for example, debt ceiling, super committee and payroll tax cut are some of the things that you're writing about in your blog post. Mm-hmm. We have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, by the way. Those are the kinds of things that you're talking about, right, that are getting more attention?
Yeah.
What is it that is driving that? Why has this stuff not really been in the public eye before, or at least in the eyes of people who are now starting to care about it?
Well, it was something that was front and center in the 1980s during the Reagan administration. If you remember the Graham-Rudman Act,
mm-hmm.
that was a form of fiscal control. That those laws expired largely in the early 2000s, and that needs to be rethought at this point. And so this commission came back with, here's what some of the history has been, and here's where, given where we're at now, some things that we might want to do. They have recommended, for example, like other countries, to have a law or a rule that sets a target for fiscal policy over, say, a 10-year or 20-year time frame, and then each year the budget would have to be done in a way that makes progress towards that goal, and if not, then automatic cuts would kick in. So this is kind of like taking the super committee one-year thing and doing it over a 10 or 20-year period. And this notion of having a medium-term target, say a target of 40% GDP for debt, well, right now it's 70 and going higher.
You wrote something in this that I thought was particularly insightful about the Peterson-Pew Commission. They felt the most realistic thing that could be done is to create a set of neutral rules of the game that didn't incentivize or favor any particular policy outcome. My first thought when I read that was, great idea. My second thought was, anybody on just about any side ideologically on Capitol Hill is going to look at that suspiciously because of how politically charged the entire budget process has become. Is that fair on my part?
No, that's true. But if you look at the commission members, it's like Bill Frenzel and Tim Penny and Alice Rivlin and Paul Volcker and David Walker, the former Comptroller General, and David McIntyre, the former OMB Director, and you know, people that have actually been on the Hill and worked in these jobs, and they know that you can't just say, well, our fix is to go for a balanced budget. I mean, what they were trying to do was something that is realistic in today's Congress, doing business in the way that Congress does business, but change the rules of the game so that things can happen. Another recommendation they made was to move to multi-year budgeting so that you wouldn't budget just for 1 year, but you would budget for several years, maybe two or three, but each year reconsider what the future budget, and that way it's a rolling budget as opposed to every year you starting from scratch and trying to figure this out.
I guess if I'm sitting there, though, and I'm a member of this commission, as cynical as I am, I'm thinking, we can put all these ideas out there. The one that you just talked about, the rolling budget or the multi-year budget, has been proposed, I don't know, 100 jillion times.
Yeah.
And we still are where we are. At what point do you say, no matter how great these ideas are, they're not going to go anywhere for whatever reason, or is that just kind of a defeatist attitude that I should get rid of?
No, the question is there a difference between defeatists and realists? And I think that part of this is, how do you create an environment where people say, well, that seems to be the best alternative for us to move in? And when you have the three credit agencies, one of which has downgraded the U.S. and the other two that has put the U.S. on a watch list, and in the coming year you have, you know, not only the election but the tax cuts are going to expire, and the cap or the $1.2 or $3 trillion automatic cuts kick in. There's going to be an environment in this coming year where people say, we're going to have to come up with a different way of doing it, and it can't be partisan because we can't agree on that, but if we can agree on a set of rules by how we're going to argue and come up with this, that there's, I think, a more favorable environment to start thinking about things that have been off the table for a while.
You are right that the folks that were involved with this are just a pantheon of people who know this stuff, and again, from all perspectives, it's not even just one side or the other, it's all parts of this. You mentioned in this piece four reports that they put out, fiscal rules and budget targets, multi-year budgeting, budgeting for emergencies, and budgeting performance. I'm going to guess, just because I know you, that you probably like the budgeting for performance one of these the most. But if you had to point me to just one to make sure that I didn't miss it, would there be one more than the others?
Well, the most important one, I think, is the notion of setting some long-term fiscal target. That's the first one, although you're right, my favorite is budgeting performance. That gives me warm and fuzzies because the idea there is to go to portfolio budgeting. So if you're looking at housing policy, you're not just looking at grants for housing, for public housing. You're also at the same time looking at tax breaks for home mortgage deductions for middle class. So you're looking at them together. Right now, the policy process prohibits anybody from trading those off.